Centrist Democrats roast far left for alienating voters with nonsense that caused election loss. By Amy Furr on November 11, 2024. The far left is getting heat from centrist Democrats for alienating voters with their emphasis on woke issues just after former President Donald Trump, R, won re-election Tuesday. According to Fox News, racial politics, anti-law enforcement rhetoric, and gender hysteria pushed by the far left are alienating voters, the outlet said Monday. The article pointed to a social media post on Wednesday from Representative Richie Torres, DNY, who wrote, "Donald Trump has no greater friend than the far left, which has managed to alienate historic numbers of Latinos, blacks, Asians, and Jews from the Democratic Party with absurdities like defund the police or from the river to the sea or Latinx. There is more to lose than there is to gain politically from pandering to a far left that is more representative of Twitter, Twitch, and TikTok than it is of the real world. The working class is not buying the ivory tower nonsense that the far left is selling." Social media users commented on his post, one person writing, "The Democrats have destroyed their own party." As it turns out, popular TikTok trends do not win you elections. Rep. Torres is correct, another user stated. Per the Fox article, other Democrat lawmakers in the House and Senate have highlighted the party's nonsense. And one of them recently said the identity politics stuff is absolutely killing us. Meanwhile, some Democrats have chosen to abandon their party altogether. 22-year-old Audrey McNeil, who was a Democrat National Convention (DNC) delegate in 2020 and 2024, said she is calling it quits with the Democratic Party and joining the Republican Party, Breitbart News reported October 27. She said she was going to vote for Trump on Election Day. On October 28, Breitbart News reported that big donors have taken over the Democrat Party, which has sidelined its democratic processes and become completely out of touch with the needs of the working class, which they have now lost, according to newly former Democrat campaign operative and fundraiser Evan Barker. After Vice President Kamala Harris, D, lost the election to Trump, her running mate, radical leftist Governor Tim Walz, DMN, acknowledged his confusion that Americans did not accept their vision for the nation, per Breitbart News. "It's hard to understand why so many of our fellow citizens, people that we have fought so long and hard for, wound up choosing the other path. It's hard to reckon with what that path looks like over the next 4 years," he said.